So supposedly, Jesus told us about 39 parables in the three synoptic gospels. And supposedly there are 49 more parables in the Old Testament. It's debatable. Some ministers agree and some ministers don't. So there are, give or take, about 88 parables in the whole Bible. A parable is just a story. And you ask the simple question, why not just tell everything? Why a story? And in this particular one, Jesus describes the reason for it. So, while your mind is thinking about that, my intention to do for this short talk is to tell you another story. That's one of my favorites. Some of you may have heard it before. It's from a book called Zhuangzi. He's the second founder of a tradition called Taoism. And the story is about a man who wanted to be the dragon slayer. So, once upon a time ago, there was this man who inherited quite a fortune from his parents. He's not married yet, and he has this wealth, and he thought, I want to be somebody special, important in this world. What would that be? And he heard about dragon slayers. And dragons, such a rare creature to find, he thought, that might be my path. So he sold everything and made into lump sum money and spent many years finding somebody who can teach him how to slay a dragon. So one day he stumbled upon this man who claimed to be the master of it. The 9 years he spent with him, giving all his money to him. And 9 years later, the master said, okay, I think you mastered all the skills of how to slay a dragon. Now you can go. So with this happiness and eagerness, he came down from the mountain, and now all that he needs to do is what? Find a dragon. And did you know that dragons are not a real creature? He searched and searched. Find none. That's my story. If you do study world religion as objective study, you get to find that Christians are sometimes all about favoritism. God loves us, not you. This is a way to be loved by God. This is a way to be damned by God. And somehow, this story, this scripture, in here, you can see Jesus dividing whole humanity in two groups, you and them. Interesting, isn't it? Somehow, you are blessed, and you understand the secret. They don't. So, tricky question. Which party do you think you belong? You or them? First time I heard this question, I was in middle school. I was 14 years old, and I just signed up to be leader of that Korean Presbyterian Church's youth group. And you and them was very, in a way, black and white, dualistic division. All those who came into the church confessing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood as saving power, we are you. And the rest of the people outside the church are them. Which was interesting in the time and which became troublesome later to me. One very simple reason, if this is God, was supposed to create, or supposed to create the whole, not only just whole people, earth, but whole universe. How could this God who created the whole universe, and how many stars there in the whole universe? We don't know. It's almost not countable. So, and how many possibilities that there could be other species with intelligence maybe living out there? Again, we do not know, but we assume that it's highly possible. Anyway, this God who created the whole universe favors like only one very special group of people living in one place on earth, and only talk to them by means of one book. Does that make sense? It did not make sense to me back then. So I left Christian church when I was 19. But, well, apparently I came back. And I'm holding the book and preaching to you from that same story. So obviously, either I have changed back to my fundamental and agreed that, or I have found another way to understand this. So, yes, I have found another way. Actually, a number of other ways. One principle I always tell myself whenever I read the Bible is I remind myself two things. One, this is message. Somehow, well, written by human beings in human language, I get that. But essence of this message is from God who loves us, all of us. God whose essence is love. Therefore, there cannot be anything that is not loving in this message. So if I understand anything that is not loving from this message, I'm not in there. I'm making my own sense now. That's the first principle I tell to myself. Two, whatever I found here has to do with my spiritual cultivation. It has nothing to do with judging other people. Because I'm reading it, inspiration is coming to my mind, well, brain and heart. Therefore, it has to deal somehow with me. That means you have to read the Bible by yourself to find the message for you. So, but you and them, quite dualistic. Yet, if you search and study all religion that's available on earth, you actually find that dualistic division, no matter what. Even Taoism, which is not really religion, there's a dualism. You know how they divide? Those who nurture life, those who hurt life, therefore eliminate life. Would you like to be on the part that nurtures life? Or would you like to be on the part that hurt and therefore eliminate life? We're talking about actually your life. And we all know that as a human being, we have a choice in a very broad sense. By the choices we make, sometimes we choose the path that will nurture happiness, delight, fulfillment in life. Or there's a path that leads us to more confusion and all the trouble and you know. In a very simple sense, there's a path that leads us to the light, to the darkness. It is not about dualistic or judgmental division. In a way, it is the reality of our life that happens based on our choices. And, may strange, but one reference that I could give you is from a guy named Sun Zi. If you know him, he's a ancient Chinese tactician, and he wrote a book called Art of War. And before I actually became real Christian, that was my Bible. The reason is very simple. It talks about war, but it talks about actually, it's not about how to win war, but how to preserve life. Therefore, what he's saying basically is find all the conditions, research all the conditions and analyze all the situation to see that before even you think about planning a war. Okay? Either you can win or lose. So if you can win with, let's say, 90% of possibility, make it up to 100%. Meaning that you win the war before you engage it. That's the only way that's allowable for a war to happen in his mind. But if the numbers are not right, you negotiate. You avoid war. Why? Because war is such a huge mess that threatens health and well-being of whole country. And if you apply that to you, me, I was simply thinking that which way should I choose to actually benefit my life, make it better? Well, first thing, as a young man, I had to put down was my ego. Because I wanted to say, I know. But all the books I read said, no, you don't. So I had to agree with it, which was really hard. And then second thing I need to put down was my emotions. Well, you've been there, right? 20s. Your hormones and emotions runs so fast. Sometimes you can't even catch it. You don't even know where it goes. Had to hold it and put it down. Because if your brain is run by your emotion, you're not really thinking. So first was ego, first was emotions. And that third was actually hardest, was my self-gain. In a way, being selfish. If it's just only for me, it sounds good to me. It's my life, so if I gain, well, it should be good. All the books are saying, no. If you run that principle, that's against the principle of the whole universe. I wasn't really Christian at the time. I was a Taoist. Being selfish ultimately will not help you, even without religion. With the religion, well, it's even more clear. So putting all that down, tried to choose one after another, I believe I ended up quite well so far. And I have many years to go, so I cannot guarantee that I'll make all the good choices. And that's where it comes, the faith in God. So being Christian, one thing changed in me from being Taoist to be Christian. I have faith not in the wisdom of ancient people, but I have faith in loving God who created the whole universe and loves all of us, that includes me. Not that God loves us, loves me, and probably you too. That was the old statement that I heard. Like, God loves me the best, and probably you too. From that to God loves all of us, that includes me. It's a slight difference in language, but there's a huge difference in attitude. So in this very particular one, Jesus is explaining the purpose of parables and simply telling that there are a group of people who will actually understand the message from God. There are a group of people who will not. And in here, Jesus described them as you and them, saying disciples and the rest of the people, that if you really read clearly and carefully, he's not really talking about disciples either. As you know, when question comes, an answer from Jesus sometimes goes southward or northward. And disciples are like, what? So, if you really read it very carefully, what Jesus is simply saying is that there's a path that nurtures your life, that fulfills your heart, that leads you to more happiness and the wisdom. And there's a life that is opposite of that. And sadly and profoundly, it happens by our choice. And even Jesus just had to stand up and say to this to them and hope that it actually hit their heart and break into it, and they embrace it. And it is my hope, prayer, and blessings to you that you find your path of life nurturing, fulfilling, and happy from now on, forevermore. Amen.